I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday, and it is a huge Monday. Obviously, the big story, I'll talk about that a little bit in the opening, is the Iowa caucuses going on as we speak. And you know me, award-winning journalist Jesse Kelly, I will keep you posted throughout the show. In all seriousness, all throughout the show, if there are updates, and I'm not promising you there will be, if there are any updates from Iowa, we will keep you posted, so keep the dial right here. That's obviously happening tonight. We'll talk a bit about that. Talk a bit about the future of the GOP primary, what it might look like from here. You have all kinds of questions and comments. DeSantis and Trump and Vivek and Nikki Haley and all kinds of other things. We'll talk about that. It's Medal of Honor Monday. That's an hour from now. We will honor another American hero. I'm going to open up phone lines tonight. I think it's been a month. Chris, Jewish producer Chris, is back in the house. Chris, has it been a month? It's probably been close to that. Yeah, dang. Okay. So don't call yet. No. Don't call yet. In fact, I don't even remember the phone number. It's been so long. So I'll have to look that up, but we'll do phone calls in a little while. Talk about this stuff going on with Iran. Yeah, they're launching missiles at us. Amnesty, pizza, the works, all that is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I actually want to begin with a very, very positive message, I would say. Tonight, Iowa caucuses are going on, as we already discussed. And here's the thing about politics, about primaries, which we're in right now. You only get one winner. There's no silver medal. There's no consolation prize. Only one person is going to emerge as the GOP nominee. And after tonight, there's a very good chance many of the campaigns are finished. Maybe all but one. You could make that argument. We'll get into the details of that in a moment, but that's not my point right here. My point is this. If you are one of the candidates, even the ones I despise, or more specifically, setting the candidates aside, because you know I don't really care for politicians that much, even the ones I like. If you're one of the people who's been busting your butt on behalf of a presidential campaign, whether it's one I love or hate or whatever it may be, and tonight doesn't go your way, and you, by the time your head hits the pillow tonight, you know it's pretty much over for you. If that's the case for you, maybe you're in Iowa as we speak. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice in Iowa. It's freezing. It's snowy. And you've been busting your butt. And maybe you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into a presidential campaign. And by the time you go to bed tonight, it's over. And your guy didn't win. I just want to tell you this. I don't know that it'll mean anything to you. I don't know that it will be worth anything to you, but I respect you and I appreciate you. And if every citizen in this nation, every citizen who's blessed enough to live in this nation, cared as much as you care, there would be almost zero problems in this nation. Our problem is a lack of caring, a lost, listless, apathetic people unable to save themselves as of right now, but that doesn't apply to you. This goes for every single campaign worker out there, every volunteer, people who've donated their time, their money. It's awesome what you did. And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you a little story. Almost everyone knows this, but you know I ran for Congress twice. I lost twice. So we'll focus on just one of the losses at this point in time. We poured our hearts into our congressional campaign. And I say we because it was a lot more than just me, wife, kids, dad's gone all the time. Campaign workers, campaign volunteers, knocking on doors, making phone calls, bumper stickers, events. We got to drive 6 hours today, an event here, an event there, for a long time, busted our butts. And then eventually it all came down to election night. I won both primaries, so I know we're talking about a primary, but it came down to the general election night where I was up against the Democrat. And I remember it. I think I will remember it until the day I die. And the reason I say that is this is, 14, 15 years ago, something like that? And I still remember this moment crystal clear, like it was yesterday. I remember the moment. We're in a hotel. It's the night of the election, and we're in a hotel. We get a couple rooms in the hotel. Even though we lived in the area, this is Tucson, we got a couple rooms in the hotel. Why? Well, we needed a room for me and family and another room for campaign staffers to get away from it all for a few minutes at a time, relax, go check on election results because it was a big campaign party. In the hotel's restaurant, we had a big campaign party. All your supporters are there. The media's there. Everyone's there, whatever. And you eventually need little breaks. You got to go take a break, shovel some food into your mouth, use the bathroom, drink some water, you know, relax for a few. So we rented a couple rooms. Like I said, one was for me and the wife, kids. The other one was for mainly campaign workers. And we thought we had a really good shot at winning. We did. And I remember the campaign workers were tracking as the votes came in. And they're sitting there, they're hitting refresh on the computer every 5 seconds. It should be at least every 5 minutes, but you can't help yourself. Is there a new batch? Check again, check again, check again. And we were waiting on one big batch of votes. And that big batch of votes was really going to determine, you're going to win this or you're going to lose it. And I walked into the campaign staffer's room. Remember, all my supporters are there. And they all think we're going to win because your most hardcore supporters always think you're going to win. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now and you're a Trump supporter in Iowa or elsewhere, you believe he's going to win. If you're a DeSantis supporter in Iowa, Florida, anywhere, you believe he's going to win. Your most hardcore supporters always believe you're going to win. They believe you're the man, you're the chosen one, and you're going to win. And all my supporters believe that. So I walk in the hotel room of my campaign staffers right as they got a new batch of votes in. And they knew they had gotten a new batch. They said, Jesse, we got a new batch. Let's hit refresh. And I can picture, I'm not going to name him because I didn't ask permission before the show, but I can picture the look on my guy's face. He's staring at the computer, and I'm not staring at the computer. I'm staring at his face. I'm on the other side of the room. And I remember watching his face go from this, it was kind of lit up and excited, to it looked like somebody just ran over his dog right in front of him. All of the light in his face just kind of went away, and I didn't have to ask. In fact, I didn't even say anything to him. I saw what happened to his face, and I just walked over to him, and I just patted him on the back, and I said, I'm sorry, brother. And then I had to do one of the more difficult things I've had to do in my life. Walked back over to my room, talked to Aub about it, and then we discussed it, and we said, okay, we lost. We now have to go out there and tell our people. So let's pick ourselves up, put your chin up. These people deserve to hear from us. This is going to be hard. Let's do it. And we walked out of that hotel room and walked down to the big conference room area where they were all waiting, and they're all greeting you on the way by, and you can't tell them yet because you want to go tell everyone at once, Jesse, we're going to do it. Jesse, I love you so much. Jesse, you're going to Congress. I'm so proud of you. And then you had to stand up there in front of them as they all gather around and tell them it's over. And you're watching them cry, and it's hard. And a lot of campaigns are going to go through that really tonight. And I just want you to know, I respect you. You're in the game. You put yourself in the game. You worked, you cared, and I think it's friggin' awesome. This applies to everyone who helped any candidate in even the smallest way. Thank you for caring enough about your friggin' country. All right? Now let's discuss these Iowa caucuses here in a little bit more detail. What I see coming, what about this, what about that? Let's discuss that in a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss you, me. I got an email tonight. I don't even know if I'm going to read it on the air about how bad our medical institutions are getting at the highest levels. You don't need me to tell you that. But what you may need me to tell you is we have to pick natural solutions more often than ever now. As our medical institutions, all of them, big pharma, all of them, as they rot out from underneath our feet, we still need things, right? Especially as you get older. But no matter what, your body needs things. Natural things is what your body needs the most. That's why I love Chalk. They outright reject all this pill-popping society we have now. They understand nature is the best way. Go find out all the natural herbal supplements that are available to you at Chalk. CHOQ.com. I personally take a male vitality stack every day. They have female vitality stacks. They have so much more. But go make your life better. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, about 45 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday. It's Iowa caucus night. We're going to take phone calls later on. No, you cannot call yet. I've got other stuff I want to go over first, but we are going to take a bunch of those because it's been so long. I haven't taken a call in a month, but we're going to take some of those. It's going to be a great night. Before we get to the Iowa caucus stuff, that how I see things going, I'm sure that'll be wildly popular. Before we do that, I have to explain a couple important things. One, I think I'm a vest guy now. What, Chris? Oh, I forgot to tell everybody. Jewish producer Chris is back in the studio. I have permission to say now why he was gone. Chris had a baby. Chris and his lovely bride had a baby. Happy, healthy baby. All is good. He's a new father, so he's half dead and looks like he hasn't slept in about 5 years. You thought Chris looked bad before. My goodness. What, Chris? I was being nice. I was trying to be understanding. Anyway, Chris is back, but back to me being a vest guy. I just want everyone to know, maybe you're watching the simulcast, maybe you don't, maybe you can watch me do the show. You're probably going to see me in a lot more vests. I don't know whether this is the European in me now. I don't know what this is, but I've decided that I'm a vest person, and I'm going to be purchasing more vests. Now back to Iowa. Let's start digging into some of your thoughts, opinions. Obviously, audience is all over the map on it. Jesse, today being Iowa caucus day, how would you gauge the size of the DeSantis caucus? So on and so forth. Says his name is TJ. Listen, one, it's, what time is it, Chris? It's 6:23 Eastern time. We don't have to guess anymore. You know, you don't have to guess. I don't have to guess. We don't have to make these predictions. And I know why we make the predictions. I know why I'm going to follow exit polls throughout the show to try to keep you updated on things. We make predictions because we want so badly to know the outcome already. We want to know the outcome. If you're a DeSantis supporter right now, you want to know, did he win it tonight? Did he get blown out? Would you want to know? And I understand that. But all I'll tell you is just hunker down for a few hours and you're going to know. And look, I'll be honest with you. And look, I'm going to talk to Trump supporters and Vivek supporters. I'm going to do all this right off the bat. So whatever, it is what it is. Listen, if you're a DeSantis supporter and Iowa doesn't go your way, the campaign is probably over. I'm not saying he'll stop campaigning because he has such a campaign infrastructure in place, but the DeSantis campaign went all in Iowa, which was a very smart strategy. It was their only strategy. If you're going to try to take down the Trump juggernaut, you have to go all in Iowa and try to win the first state and gain momentum from there. And he might do that, right? It might happen a few hours from now. So I'm not bringing you down at all. We're having an honest conversation. Remember, it's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. It's probably over if he doesn't win in Iowa. It probably is. If that happens to you tonight, I don't know why I'm in such a good mood trying to calm everyone down tonight, but if that happens to you tonight, remember something. Ron DeSantis is an insanely successful two-term governor of one of the biggest, most wonderful, most important states in the country. If he got taken down or taken out by the Trump machine, man, that's not exactly some horrible mark of shame. Trump's already been elected president. Trump's the most politically persecuted person in the country outside of the January 6th protesters. They're already in prison, so they get the number one spot. Other than that, Donald Trump, who's probably going to be joining them, he's number two. If you get taken out by the guy who was the sitting president and now is facing so many indictments that the right is just blind with rage, then maybe you just ran into a buzzsaw. Maybe you ran into a tidal wave. And let me just tell you something. You can't fight the ocean. There's no shame if it ends tonight. If it ends tonight, there's nothing to be ashamed of. You made a run at it, and it didn't work, if it works out that way tonight. All right? All right. Jesse, I'm a 75-year-old retired police officer in California, conservative all my life. My proposal is this. In order to save what's left, Donald and Vivek should join forces. Vivek should support Trump, try to get Trump elected. Once he's in the White House 4 years, Donald supports Vivek for 2 terms. During this period, Donald and Vivek both... Okay, stop for a second on this. And I'm not insulting the desire for what you just said. That'll be fine with me. That's fine, right? I've made my thoughts known on all the candidates. You don't need me to go over all that again. If that happened to work out, well, that's certainly a lot better than a second Biden term or, God forbid, Gavin Newsom or Doan. Nobody wants that. I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine this person taking over the rail? Taking over the reins. I don't know why I can't talk.
So, okay, for the older adults, this is going to be a humbling thing I'm about to share with you. If someone is 18 years old today, they were born in 2005. Oh, yeah, check that out. Think about that.
Why is she so awkward? We can't have her. Anyway. Yeah, that's obviously a preferred alternative to anything that's going on over there. But I think maybe it would also be a helpful time
to have a talk about where we are as a country and how we can save it. Because we can save this place. We really genuinely can. At least most of it, much of it, I should say, can be saved. But what does saving it look like? How do we do it? And what's the country going to look like when we're done? Let's talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Waking Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Waking Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on Iowa caucus night tonight. It is going to be a huge caucus night. That's all I know. What, Chris? I don't know what your problem is. You know what? It was so much nicer when you weren't here. I'll just say it was nicer when Chris wasn't here. And we'll get to calls and Medal of Honor money and all kinds of other stuff. All right, so this guy said, we need Trump to win and then be Trump Vivek and then have Vivek 8 years and stuff like that. Okay, well, first, Let me explain. And that's not a dumb email or not a dumb desire at all. I'm definitely not dogging on it. Not at all. Remember, the run for the presidency, the battle for the presidency, it is a very important battle. I'm not dismissive of that. I don't want you to be dismissive of that. But it is one of a million battles we need to fight on our way to victory. Look, think of it like a war, any kind of a war, if it makes it easier for you to think. World War II. Everyone knows World War II. That's an easy one. When we talk about the battle for the presidency, I want you to think of it like this. Okay, we just got attacked in Pearl Harbor. We're at war with Japan. We're at war with Nazi Germany. We talk about the presidency as if the next day we need to invade Berlin and win the war and then it'll be over. But that's not how it works. We have a million battles to fight and ground to take back before you get to Berlin, before you get close enough to drop a couple atom bombs on Japan. There's a lot of work to do. Now, how do we save it? Well, winning the presidency helps, but it isn't even close to what we actually need to save America. Because remember, we don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. The politicians we have, as embarrassing as they are, they're an accurate reflection of the people of this nation. Not you. That sucks for you because they don't accurately reflect you at all. But they are an accurate reflection of the people of this nation. Our true battle is not the presidency. It's not the primary. It's not these things. Our true battle is a battle for the people. We save the country by having a national renewal of the people. And on that level, we are beginning, just beginning, to see some wins. Every school board race. That's how you take back America. You know that? Every state house seat, state senate seat. You packing up your stuff, leaving your blue area, getting to a red area, becoming an activist, running for sheriff, working for it. That is the victory that actually matters. That's how we save the country. Not from Washington, D.C. out, from the outside in. America must be conquered from the outside in, meaning the people in. Then one day, once the people have been changed, once we have had a national renewal, then we will have a better crop of politicians in Washington, D.C. The better politicians only come with better people. We are beginning to get those wins. We have a long, long way to go. And on that journey to final victory, which I believe we will see one day, you should know something else, and a lot of people will experience this tonight. We're going to have losses, too. Painful losses. Like I said, tonight in Iowa, it's going to be the end for a lot of campaigns. It is. Frankly, it's the end for all of them if Donald Trump goes in and curb stomps everybody in Iowa tonight. And he might. You know, that might happen. And then it's over for everyone else. Over. Gone. Okay, you lost one. Doesn't mean everything is lost. There will be a million wins, a million losses. But we save the country locally, not from the White House. Even if you could put the most perfect presidential candidate in the world and airdrop him into the Oval Office right now and give him 8 years as president, he wouldn't be near as effective as we need him to be because the people themselves are broken and in need of repair. Now, what do I mean by that? What's a great example of that? Well, here's an example. The illegals. Look, and I'm not even going to sit and dog on all the dirty communist scum now. Here's New York's very own Eric Adams.
This has nothing to do with sanctuary cities. migrants and asylum seekers are paroled into the countries. They're here legally. And so when you have a national leader talking about sanctuary cities, the reason we're having this is telling me she's not knowledgeable on the real topic.
Forget them. But let's take who you think the perfect candidate is or your preferred candidate. And we make them president. Trump, DeSantis, whoever you want, whatever. Vivek, I don't care what their name is. They walk into the Oval Office. What do we need as a country to help save this nation? Well, we've imported about 8 million illegals in the last 3 years. Prior to that, it's been another 30 or 40 million. We have to unload millions of people out of this country, meaning we are going to have to employ and expand ICE like no one has ever seen. And ICE is going to have to go begin arresting people and deporting them. We're going to have whole families thrown in the back of cop cars during traffic stops because we're going to have to start arresting illegals, all illegals, on contact with law enforcement, and not only arresting them, packing them up and shipping them out of the country. Let me ask you a very, very honest question, and I need you to be honest with yourself. Does your favorite political candidate, does he have what it takes to withstand the absolute avalanche of hatred and pressure that would come his way if he began deporting people en masse like that out of this country? I don't care who your favorite candidate is. He doesn't have the stones for it. In fact, he would be impeached if he even tried to do it. Even if he does have the stones for it, he would be impeached if he even tried. That's not an indictment on your favorite candidate. That's an indictment on the people of this nation who would be outraged at the deportation of illegal immigrants. And this is not to dishearten you. This is to remind you. This is one of a million battles. We save the country from the outside in, not from D.C. out. Now, that leads us to another thing before we get to other stuff. And we'll take some calls tonight. In fact, you know what? You can go ahead and ring it up. It's been a month. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Chris, did I nail that? I am so smart. What, Chris? I am. I knew I would nail it right off the bat. I never doubted me for a second, Chris. I doubted you. I'll be honest. I never once doubted me. Anyway, so what does saving it look like? Well, here's something that I know I personally have gotten wrong a lot in the past, and maybe this is something you've gotten wrong in the past. Maybe you're getting it wrong now. I don't know, but when we say save it, what I have always meant, or what I've usually meant when I say save it, is I want to go back. I want to go back. I want America to be what it was. Not even in, you know, ancient history, whatever. Just give me, look. Give me America 1985. Did that work for you? It's certainly an improvement over now. Give me 1985 America. We'll call it a day. I want to go back. But we're wrong when we make that our goal, because that's not a thing that's possible. And I'll explain. And this is not a bad thing. Believe me, it's just we have to adjust our thinking on that. Let's talk about going back. And why that's not what we should want. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Speaking of wins, you understand how many lives you saved with preborn last year? And listen, I could go over the thousands of lives you saved by giving your $28 to preborn last year, but I think that cheapens it a little, to be honest with you. Even if it was one life, isn't that a win? One life. And you did that yourself. You gave $28 to preborn. That $28 went to a free ultrasound for a woman who's about to have an abortion. And right now, there is a six-month-old baby just got done feeding, about to pass out in her mother's arms because of you and preborn. If only that baby was saved last year and no one else. That's a win, man. And that's what you did. Let's keep going. Let's keep saving those babies and saving the moms along with them, shall we? $28 saves that life. Buys the ultrasound and saves the life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give that $28 tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only like 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, and that's going to be freaking awesome. And the Iowa caucuses are going on. Do we have any caucus update? No caucus updates? What if it's do you have a small caucus update, Chris? Maybe a huge caucus update? Nothing? Nothing to report at this time? Look, Chris, all I'm saying is we have such a reputation for doing hard-hitting journalism on this show. We want to make sure we maintain that reputation. All right, shut up. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. In fact, you know what? No. It's been like a month. Let's talk about you. Got primary thoughts? Think the world's going to hell? Do you think the world's going great? You feeling awesome about life? Whatever it is, let's chat, shall we? Greg! Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Oracle, good evening. I wanted to let you know that 2 years ago, I started listening to you, and you inspired me to go out and become a poll watcher. Uh-huh. And I worked three election cycles as a poll watcher. I also had my whole entire car covered with Republican politicians from my neighborhood. I drove around for days with everybody from Trump to Oz and everybody else that was running. I had all the Republicans pasted all over my car. And I want to pay tribute to you because you and your constantly pushing that agenda inspired me to work harder.
You don't owe me anything, brother. I thank you. You're the one that put in work. You're the one that went out there and got off your butt and got involved. That's friggin' awesome. You inspire me. That's awesome. And listen, I have to do more too. Just doing a radio show is not enough. I've talked about it. I'm getting more and more involved in local politics. In fact, I have a local meet and greet with the potential sheriff coming up very soon. I keep hearing good things about. I have some very pointed questions I have to show up and ask him. I need to get more involved, too. I'm not somehow above this. Just because I'm so world famous, Chris. Just because I'm the menu whisperer. So thank you for getting involved. Now, let's talk really quick before I go back to those about. Because I teased it. We talk about wanting to go back. We got to go back. We have to restore America. When we say things like that, restore it, we're talking about taking ourselves back to a time when things were better in the country. But here's the thing. If you look at history, and I know you do, same way I do, we're probably even going to nerd out on a little history, to be honest with you here. I know it's Iowa caucus night, but I don't care. I love history. I do whatever I want. When we do Medal of Honor Monday, we'll probably do at least a little history around that. You like history? I like history. When you read history, do societies oftentimes swing back and forth? Or are they always going forward? Time doesn't go back. Here's what I mean by that. We're never going to return to what we were. Even if we want to, even if I want to, and I... Look, my full admission is that I do want to, but that's never going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's not how life works. The American people have changed. The country has changed. The world has changed. The world keeps moving forward. The people keep moving forward without end. So going back is not an option. What you and I have to focus on is one, anti-communism. We must defeat the communists because if these people take over everything, well, then there's going to be nothing left to say.
And we need immigrants in this country. Forget the fact that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many immigrants, many illegal immigrants. The fact is that the birth rate.
That's Jerry Nadler, who pooped his pants on stage. If you don't believe me, you can actually go look at the video. Chris, can we get that video up on the shows? What, Chris? That's an important video. It's an important video. Anyway, set that aside. If those people win, then there's nothing to save. There will be nothing left. So anti-communism must be paramount. We must defeat these people. But going forward, what we're going to look like after victory, it's not going to look like what we were. We just have to make sure the evil demons aren't the ones who are victorious in the end. We're never going to have 1950 America, 1980 America, 1900 America, 1800 America, whatever America you'd like to go back to. It's not going to happen because you don't go back. Time only goes forward. We have to try and ensure whatever we end up with is not tyrannical. It would be amazing, extremely amazing, if we could end up with a small, limited government. That sure would be nice, would it not? But I don't know if that's in the cards anymore. I know our people now, the people of this nation, they're not ready for limited government. They're not. We now live in a country where it's necessary to ban trans surgeries. That shouldn't be a thing that's necessary, right? You shouldn't have to pass a law telling doctors they can't cut off the breasts of 14-year-old girls. That's not a law that should ever occur to anybody to pass, because it shouldn't be a thing that it would occur to anybody to do. But because it does in this country, we're going to need some things in the future that I wish we didn't. I don't even have a specific place that I want to tell you we need to go here, because I don't know what that place looks like. What does it look like if you, me, if we fight battle after battle, political victory after victory for the next 50 years, where do we end up? I don't know. But it won't be like what we were. I know that. All right? All right. 877-377-4373. We are going to do Medal of Honor Monday next. I'm going to do a little brief history around that. And then we're going to get to a bunch of your calls tonight, talk a little bit about Obama and the FAA and some other things. Let's do this real quick. It's New Year's sale time at MyPillow. You probably remember this from before. If you don't, let me give you a little update. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, at the end of every year, they're almost always killing it. And they like to do a big New Year's sale at the beginning of every year. You know how normally I tell you, hey, this is on sale or that's on sale, and then this sale is going away. Right now, everything's on sale. The MyPillow 2.0s are 50% off. Flannel sheets, 50% off. Oh my gosh, their flannel sheets are so good. Six-piece towel sets, mattresses, mattress toppers. You want to just sink into your bed? Get a mattress topper. They're offering things like free shipping. Take advantage of New Year's sale time, all right? MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or give them a call, 800-845-0544. We'll be back with Medal of Honor Monday time. You ready, baby? I'm ready. I don't know why I called you baby. That was inappropriate. We'll talk in a minute.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/good taste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.